You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Committed to standing out from the crowd? Jump into your next Mini at Berwick Mini Garage.
The Run Home with Andy and Gazy.
Well, what he's done away from the footy field doesn't take away the fact that he tackled illegally from what we've changed the rules to be. And we've changed the rules to protect the player. So Charlie's he's a ripping fellow. I played with him. The teammates love him. People out there, what he's done for the Indigenous people has been outstanding. But when it comes down to laying a tackle and should it or should it not be suspended, I feel that's irrelevant what you do away from the footy.
You're going down a slippery slope here now, aren't you?
Well, my
when you're applying, what's okay? Is it 200 games without being
Well, this
reported.
Is the point, right?
Is it 150 games without being reported? Is it the fact that you were seen last week helping an old lady across the street with the groceries? Like, what is it?
Mm. And so, to me, that just opens a Pandora's box. He brought up his record, his 207-game AFL career. He's never been suspended, but he's been fined five times. So he's been reported five times, but just received fines. So it's not like he's got a perfect record. And if we're going to start doing this, well, Scott Pendlebury's played 410 games and is yet to be suspended. So what, on the eve of the finals, if he does something that gets potentially a suspendable offence, does he just pull out the, well, I've played twice as many as Charlie Cameron, so you can't possibly find me. I do a bit of community work as well. It is inconceivable now that they've opened this can of worms.
From the tribunal chair, a number of compelling, you know, exceptional and compelling circumstances. And they were, first of all, that he pled guilty. Second of all, you know, the number of games he's played without suspension. Thirdly, that the player didn't suffer an injury. The fourth one was that it was at the lower end of careless. So there was a number of circumstances that went into that. What I will say from an AFL point of view is I was really happy with the way the MRO graded it with a one-match suspension, and that was what we were hoping the outcome would be.
So will you appeal it?
No, we won't appeal. We've had a look at that and we think the discretion was there for the tribunal to use. But as I said, the MRO graded it a one-match suspension. That's where we thought the right result would have been. So we'll then look at the tribunal and how we go for the rest of the year. But as we do at the end of every year, we'll review our tribunal guidelines.
Should character assessments and overviews off the field relate to on-field incidents overall, do you think?
Oh, God, I actually think that's a really good question. And I think that would be one of the things that we would look at towards the end of the year.
But it's been the talking point, hasn't it, after last night? And if you were following it last night, you knew it was going to be. From the moment Charlie Cameron had it overturned and it was the exemplary character, what we're all calling now the good bloke clause, that got him, got it downgraded and got him off the hook, you knew this was going to be a significant talking point. Luke Hodge, Tim Watson, Mark Bickley, and then the AFL CEO Andrew Dillon at the end there with Riley Beveridge, I think it was. It's going to be talked about, discussed at length, given where we've come, Keefe, in the last 5 years with protection of the head. What we've all been conditioned to expect was a reportable action. And even those who were hardliners supporting the old ways, even they'd sort of come around a bit. But the last couple of weeks with this as an exclamation mark, I reckon now, they've confused a lot of us, I reckon.
To me, they've almost contradicted themselves with this decision. And I know that we heard there that they didn't want to appeal it. Even if they thought that they were going to lose, just as a principle, they should have appealed it. Just as a principle to say, no, 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 this is a very serious issue. We don't agree with the decision that they've made. And even if they thought the likelihood of it being overturned for whatever reason, yeah, just go ahead and appeal it just for the principle of the matter to make a statement and continue on the journey, which I believe they're on, and that is to try and alleviate these types of incidents. And for the life of me cannot comprehend how the tribunal came to that decision. I don't care what your character is like. But it's about what we're at and the current climate that we're in with the way in which we've got to protect the players and protect the head. It was a gross contradiction to the direction I thought they were heading.
It ticked. So Toby Green, Charlie Cameron, Zach Butters, they ticked the boxes. Even if when the game started going through this protect the head revolution, based on all the things that we know now about, you know, continued head trauma and the long term impact it can have, we've had that rammed down our throats with great opposition in some quarters, that it was going to challenge the fabric of the game.
Mm.
And the game goes on, and the game is still pretty good. And we've got an unbelievable round of football to look forward to this week. And we can't wait for them. So the fabric of the game is
more,
not...
But more than the fabric of the game.
Is still intact.
Of course it is. But what this does, I think, adds confusion to the
players. That's my point.
Because right now they're going in, and if it's a ballistic game, and sometimes in the heat of the moment, you don't have time to rationalise it. But somewhere in there, they're now saying, well, hang on a second. There's been a few incidents here where... you might actually be able to get off this. So rather than what it does, I think, is creates another barrier for the changing of behaviour. So you don't even have these types of situations.
I just don't know why we stop now. I don't know why we've stopped. I don't know why we haven't reached a point where we are dealing with this, where we have satisfactorily got out of the game on-field behaviours that put opposition players at risk.
We're heading in the right direction.
Well, of course. So why stop now?
That's right.
Why have we stopped?
I don't know.
Toby Green, Charlie Cameron, Zach Butters are three players in the last fortnight who are indicators that suddenly what we thought was where we were is not where we were. And it feels like the game has opened up for as you said, confusion. Certainly confusion for us. I mean... The players in the moment will always go hard. They will. That is just their instinct. And so the external aspects of the game, i.e. the MRO and the tribunal, are there to create the legislation in which the parameters in which these guys can play. And sooner or later, there's always going to be a mistake here and there. There is always going to be a player who crosses a line.
And there'll always be a bit of a grey area.
Of course.
And that band where you go, oh, I'm not... But this one didn't seem to be in it. Yeah.
The head became that if you hit the player's head, if you pick him up and dump him into the ground, if you go past the ball and make contact with an opposition player's head, if you choose to bump and get him high, see ya. It's going to be a week. It's going to be a week. But no.
Which was Matt Crouch, wasn't it? Was it?
Yeah,
Crouch?
That's right.
No one flinched when No, that's fair enough.
But the Toby Green, Charlie Cameron dumping tackle ones, they're ones in this case, and clearly the Zach Butters one as well from the weekend. I don't know. It's just a very confusing situation that we've arrived at. I'm a bit like you. I would have loved the AFL to challenge it. When Dill says we're going to get to the end of the year and review our tribunal processes, well, if the character reference stuff is taken out, well, Charlie Cameron's the big beneficiary of this. And, I love watching Charlie Cameron play footy.
Of course.
And I'm sure all the stuff that Eddie Betts talked about last night
is spot on.
And I heard Hodgie today. He's much loved, this bloke.
But that's not – is that relevant?
He gets reported every 40 games. Every 40 games he plays, he gets reported. Now, they've all ended up in fines, right? But every 40 games Charlie Cameron plays, he gets reported. That is not exemplary in terms of a clean skin when it comes to tribunal.
No, not in that department. But I think that there was more on
he hasn't missed
the
weeks.
Other activities that he's
of
done.
Course,
as well.
Of course, of course. No one's taking that away from him. I'm sure he's a magnificent. I've never met him, but I'm sure Charlie Cameron's a fantastic bloke. And we, as I said, we love watching him play. But the exemplary clause, as Mark Bickley said, that needs to be. That needs to exist, for 300 gamers have never been reported once for anything. They have no indiscretions alongside their name when it comes to this stuff. Anyway, if you're as confused as we are, I know it's been the big talking point of the day. We're not going to get bogged down for the entire show, but I know that some people join programs throughout the day. You may not necessarily have had the opportunity to get on and have your say about this. You might be totally in stride with what the tribunal's done last night. And if you are, feel free to get online and explain yourself and why you are supporting them. Sam Collins going to join us. Massive game coming up for Gold Coast against Sydney on Sunday on the weekend. Chelsea Roffey's going to join us as well, game 300. Julio will jump in with all the news and a few tiolis and odd bits and pieces that he brings to the table. So all of that to look forward to. It is the tradies hour for – that was Cal Toomey too, by the way, not Riley Beveridge. Apologies, Cal. Tradies hour for Ace Gutters, Australian made, built to last. Let's get to some calls on this one before we move on to other matters. Steve's in Scoresby. Good afternoon, mate.
G'day, lads. How you going?
Good, thank you, Steve.
Just two quick points. This is where the NRL's gone way ahead of us. If you lift someone in a tackle or you hit them with a high shot, regardless of what happens, they are doing 3-4 weeks.
Yep.
And also on the Charlie Cameron, this reeks of hypocrisy to say that his record saved him. Why didn't Cozzy Pickett get 4 weeks then for getting reported three times in 13 months?
Yep. It should roll the other way, Steve. And I heard Pipe talking about this the other day. Back in the old system, cop another week.
Mm.
Oh, you were here last year after being here the year before that. Here's another week.
Mm.
And it was just, that's how the justice was meted out in those days.
Mm.
If you are a repeat offender.
And that's not an unreasonable thing.
I think it's a very reasonable thing, Keith.
Particularly if it's for a similar infraction.
Spot on. And good point, Steve. Lindsay's in Somerville. Good afternoon, mate.
Hey, guys, I'll ring about something else, but just a quick thing on Charlie. I am a Brisbane supporter. I thought the reasons he's getting off were ridiculous. However, I thought it was low impact. But anyway.
Just on that, Lindsay, if that's what – so you make a really valid point. If they
that's
want
that's the adjudication.
Just make it low impact. But just on that, Lindsay, Andrew Dillon has said we were really we think the MRO got it right.
Mm-hmm.
So the 1 week, the AFL said, no, according to what we see as representing community standards and our continued push to protect the head and all of the things that are, in the big melting pot out there at the moment, we're being asked to take really seriously about this kind of the new way footy's going to be played. Dill said, no, tick. Mm. The MRO got it right. Mm. So
why not appeal then?
He's saying the tribunal, according to us, have let us down.
Mm. Well, appeal.
Go.
Mm.
Do it. But anyway, keep going, Lindsay.
Yeah, look, I agree. The reasons I let Charlie off is BS, but I think it was low impact. But what I want to say, mate, at last, I've been harassing this radio station for years over the ridiculous point system for father, sons and candidates.
Yeah.
I'm in favour of both of those things, but the point system is rubbish, arbitrary, dreamt up by God knows who. So what we've got is elite players going to whatever club it may be. Let's give Dacos as example. Elite player, he went for shrapnel. Will Ashcroft, my team, went for shrapnel. The point system is ridiculous, arbitrary, and inaccurate. And at last, they're doing something about it.
Yeah, so let's wait and see what it looks like, Lins. I mean, there's going to be an overhaul at the end of the season. In case you haven't caught up with Stuart, I'm sure most of you probably have already, but the bidding for academy picks and father sons, and there's going to be a whole lot of other things as well. Pick purchasing and a whole lot of other stuff's going to be in the mix.
Yes.
As this part
so
of
what's the father son element?
Yeah, I think the suggestions are that you're going to have to pay more to get them.
Right.
You're going to have to pay more.
Been too many good ones, in other words.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. And the academy picks as well for those who've got very strong academy products coming through the system. So that's going to be part of the same shake-up and overhaul as well. So, Lindsay, well done. Your campaigning has got you somewhere, mate. Jack's on the road. Good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, fellas. I'm glad you're talking about this because Jared this morning was so disillusioned about the whole concept of what's going on here. And I'd like to make a couple of points that maybe you should investigate. Now, have you noticed that the players who are getting off are in NRL territory, because these are high-profile players that have to play to keep the game interested in the people up in the northern states, New South Wales and Queensland. Now, as far as the Port Adelaide player goes, compared with the Adelaide player, the Port Adelaide player is up there in the Brownlow, and the AFL don't want to ruin good players' opportunity, because he is a very good player. But I tell you now, Crouch actually had his hand on the ball, but the other bloke didn't, Port Adelaide. So take the my view and just look at these northern states, how much they get advantaged.
That's it. Well, Jack, there's a million theories out there, and you're not a solo holder of the Protect the Brownlow theory, that the good players get...
Do you buy into that,
No,
Andy?
I don't. But a lot of people do, that good players get... There's an invisible, unwritten, unspoken of allowance that is afforded them than others, you know? I don't believe it.
Yeah.
What are you looking at me for?
No. They just didn't know whether there was any current players in the past that might have fallen into that category. But
who are you talking about?
No one in particular.
Would you like to mention some names?
See, Judd!
No, not at all.
You seem to be quite happy with yourself.
I'm not. I don't want to get in there. No, I don't.
Okay.
Don't want to get
in
there because...
You're sure now?
I'm positive.
Okay, so why were you carrying on like a goose?
Just right. Reminding you that it's just, you know, we've got some balance.
Colden.
Thanks, you call, Jack. Tradies out for Ace Gunners, Australian made, built to last. We're here for Berwick BMW, committed to standing out from the crowd. Jump into your next Mini at the Berwick Mini Garage. We'll get a break out of the way. Paul, Danny, get to you. Your thoughts on whatever's on your mind on the other side of this.